The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was on December the 27th, 1831, that Charles Darwin set out from Plymouth, England, aboard the ship HMS Beagle on his five-year global scientific expedition. Darwin collected fossils and studied plants and animals, gradually beginning to doubt that many diverse species of living things had sprung into existence at one moment, creationism. In 1859, he published on the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. It was on that date in 1927 that Joseph Stalin consolidated power in the USSR by expelling rival Leon Trotsky from the Soviet Communist Party. And in 1945, the International Monetary Fund was established in Washington, D.C. It was the 27th of December, 1949, that the Dutch transferred sovereignty of Indonesia to the United States of Indonesia. The new nation retained a formal association with the Netherlands until 1954, when an independent Republic of Indonesia was formed. Indonesia is the largest country in Southeast Asia. It consists of 13,677 islands along the equator between the Indian and Pacific Oceans, and a population of over 150 million. It was on December the 27th, 1996, that a genocide trial began concerning the killing of an estimated 800,000 Tutsi in Rwanda. In 1994, a bloody civil war had broken out between the two main ethnic groups, the Hutu and the Tutsi. After the Hutu army seized power, it had waged a campaign of ethnic cleansing against the Tutsi population. It's the birthday of the German astronomer Johannes Kepler in 1571. He died in 1630 and was born in Württemberg, Germany. Considered the father of modern astronomy, he discovered the elliptical or oval shape of the orbits in which the Earth and other planets travel around the Sun at a speed that varies according to each planet's distance from the Sun. It's also the birthday of the French chemist and bacteriologist Louis Pasteur in 1822. He died in 1895 and was born in Dole, France. He developed the pasteurization process to kill harmful bacteria with heat and ways of preventing silkworm disease, anthrax, chicken cholera, and rabies. It's also the birthday of the actress Marlene Dietrich in 1901. She died in 1992 and was born in Berlin, Germany. She starred in The Blue Angel, the first talkie made in Germany. She then moved to Hollywood and starred in films including Destry Rides Again, Touch of Evil, Judgment at Nuremberg, and Witness for the Prosecution. In the 1950s, she toured the world as a cabaret singer in a stage revue. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was the first vice president of the United States to resign. I'll give you a couple moments to think about it, then I'll give you another clue. It was the 28th of December, 1947. Victor Emmanuel III, the last king of Italy, died while in exile in Alexandria, Egypt. He became king upon the assassination of his father in 1900. Following World War I, he named Benito Mussolini to form a cabinet that failed to prevent Mussolini's fascist from seizing power. In 1946, he abdicated and went into exile. It's the birthday on the 28th of December, 1856, of Woodrow Wilson, the 28th U.S. president, who was born in Staunton, Virginia, as Thomas Woodrow Wilson. He served two terms from 1912 through 1921. It is best remembered for stating, "The world must be made safe for democracy," while asking Congress for a declaration of war against Germany in 1917. Following the death of his first wife, he married Edith Bowling Galt in 1915. He suffered a paralytic stroke in 1919 and never regained his health, leading to speculation that his wife was actually running the White House during his illness. It was the 29th of December, 1170, that Thomas Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was murdered by four knights acting on orders from England's King Henry II. And on that date, in 1890, members of the U.S. 7th Cavalry massacred more than 200 Native American Sioux men, women, and children at Wounded Knee Creek in South Dakota. And it was on December the 29th and 30th, 1916, in the waning days of the Romanov dynasty, a Russian monk named Rasputin was assassinated. A group of conspirators had lured him to a private home, then poisoned and shot him, although he did not die. They tied him up and threw him into the Neva River, in which he drowned. Rasputin had gained enormous influence with Russian Emperor Nicholas II and the Empress Alexandra, claiming divine inspiration and the ability to perform miracles, especially in helping the young Tsar Nicky, a hemophiliac. He also urged severe measures in dealing with peasant masses, and for a time, virtually dictated government policy. It was on the 29th of December, 1940, during the Blitz, the German aircraft dropped thousands of incendiary bombs on the center of London, causing the worst fire damage since the Great Fire of 1666. St. Paul's Cathedral survived, but eight other Wren churches, along with the Guildhall and Old Bailey, were badly damaged. And on that date, in 1965, during the Vietnam War, North Vietnamese President Ho Chi Minh rejected unconditional peace talks offered by the United States. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was the first Vice President of the United States to resign. He served under two presidents. That's not too hard, but I'll give you a couple of moments to think about it, and then I'll give you another clue. It was on the 29th of December, 1989, a playwright and human rights activist, Václav Havel, was sworn in as president of Czechoslovakia. He had formerly been denounced by Czech communists as an enemy of the state and had spent 5 years in jail for his beliefs. It's the birthday of Andrew Johnson in 1808. He died in 1875. The 17th U.S. president was born in Raleigh, North Carolina. He was Abraham Lincoln's vice president and became president upon Lincoln's assassination in 1865. He went on to become the first U.S. president impeached by the House of Representatives. He was acquitted by the U.S. Senate by a single vote. Later, he served briefly as a U.S. senator from Tennessee until his death on July the 31st. 1875. It's also the birthday of the cellist Pablo Casals in 1876. He died in 1973 and was born in Vrendel, Spain. He was one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century, whose superb ability in playing the cello set new performance standards. It was in 1803, December the 30th to be exact, that the Stars and Stripes was raised over New Orleans as the United States took formal possession of the territory of Louisiana, an area of 885,000 square miles, nearly doubling the size of the country. The territory had been purchased from France for approximately $15 million. 59 years later, on that same date, during the U.S. Civil War, the Union ironclad ship USS Monitor sank off Cape Hatteras during a storm, resulting in the loss of 16 crewmen. And it was on the 30th of December, 1903, that a Chicago fire inside the Iroquois Theater killed 588 persons, eventually resulting in new fire safety codes for theaters. On that date in 1922, the USSR was established through the Confederation of Russia, Belorussia, Ukraine, and the Transcaucasian Federation. On that date in 1947, King Michael of Romania was forced to abdicate after the communists seized power. And on December the 30th, 1988, President Ronald Reagan and President-elect George Bush were subpoenaed to testify in the trial of Oliver North, a former White House aide implicated in the Iran-Contra affair, in which arms were secretly sold to Iran while profits from the sale were diverted to guerrillas trying to topple the Nicaraguan government in South America. And it was on that date in 1993 that Israel and the Vatican signed an agreement of mutual recognition, seeking to end 2,000 years of unfriendly Christian-Jewish relations. Now for the final clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was the first Vice President of the United States to resign. He served under two presidents, and he was a senator from South Carolina. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'll give you the answer in just a couple of moments. It's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling in 1865. He died in 1936 and was born in Bombay, India. He was an English poet, novelist, short story writer, and best known for his children's stories such as The Jungle Book. It's also the birthday of the Japanese Prime Minister Hideki Tojo in 1884. He died in 1948 and was born in Tokyo. He led Japan during World War II and was arrested in August 1945 as a criminal, tried, then hanged in 1948. It was the 31st of December, 1781, that the first bank in the United States, the Bank of North America, received its charter from the Confederation Congress. It opened on January the 7th, 1782, in Philadelphia. And on that date in 1879, Thomas Edison provided the first public demonstration of his electric incandescent lamp at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. It was on the 31st of December, 1971, that Austrian Kurt Waldheim became UN Secretary General following the retirement of U Thant. Waldheim served until 1981, then resumed his career in Austrian politics. In 1986, he ran for the presidency. During the campaign, it was revealed he had likely given false information concerning his military service in the German army during World War II. He claimed he left the army in 1942 after being wounded on the Russian front. When allegations arose that he was actually a lieutenant in 1943 and 44, stationed in the Balkans when Greek Jews were rounded up and sent to Nazi death camps, when atrocities were committed against Yugoslav resistance fighters. It's the birthday of George C. Marshall in 1880. He died in 1959 and was born in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. He had a genius for organization and served as Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army throughout World War II, expanding the Army from 130,000 to 8,300,000 men. He then served as Secretary of State under President Truman and designed the Marshall Plan for the relief of war-torn Europe to halt the spread of communism. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He was the first Vice President of the United States to resign. He served under two presidents, and he was a senator from South Carolina. Well, it was on December the 28th, 1832, that John C. Calhoun became the first American ever to resign the office of Vice President. He served under Presidents John Quincy Adams and Andrew Jackson, resigned after a series of political disagreements with President Jackson. He went on to become a U.S. Senator from South Carolina. I'll leave you today with this quote by Theodore Herman Albert Dreiser. Religion is a bandage that man has invented to protect a soul made bloody by circumstance. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.